welcome to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, and I'm delighted today to have three ladies representing the Chapel Hill Carrboro Public School Foundation, Lynn Lehman, who is the executive director, and Suki Newton and Allison Worthy, who are the co-chairs of a very important project that we'll be talking about during this segment. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Okay. Lynn, why don't you start out and tell us a little bit about what is a public school foundation?
Well, the Public School Foundation of Chapel Hill Carrboro supports the city schools in the Chapel Hill Carrboro School District. And in ways of supporting, we create opportunities for all of our teachers and staff and our students and schools overall. We've been around for 32 years now. Founded in 1984.
And that founding was driven by a recognized need for some sort of arm to raise money. Because you're a 501c3.
We are a 501c3.
And the schools can't raise money like
right,
that.
Right, right. So, and there was an awareness that there was a need to support enrichment programs and things that the school district funding was not able to support. Mm-hmm. So from that grew our grant programs, our scholarships, our professional development for teachers, and all of our events.
And I think people would be interested in knowing that you're kind of unique amongst 501c3s in that you are a grant requesting as well as a grant giving organization. Tell us how that works.
Right. Well, we are fundraisers, grant makers, and grant seekers. So we are always looking for additional funding to help us support our grant programs. And we apply for grants just as often as people apply to us. We are out there trying to match their projects with funding by applying on our own.
So for example, a teacher has a good idea for a project and they request money from you, and you decide through a very rigorous process who gets the grants.
Correct. We have an allocations committee that is made up of our Public School Foundation board members with committee chairs. We have about 50 requests three times a year. We have three grant cycles, a fall, winter, and spring. And each cycle, we have about 40 or 50 different requests for funding. And the application process is rigorous. And the allocations committee reviews, meets, and decides and recommends funding to our board of directors.
Is it fair to say that you are like most of our nonprofits in the community, that you have more demands and requests than you can fund with what's available?
Absolutely. We have far more requests than we can fund. We do have many teachers and staff who are flexible and will accept partial funding for their project and maybe work a little harder and or ask the other areas of their school community for partial funding. So together, we can work to fund an entire project. But we're creative, we're flexible, we're always looking for additional sources of funding.
So undergirding all of this is the idea that what funds might be available to a student should determine what they can participate in or the support that they can receive. You're able to provide students opportunities that they wouldn't have been able to fund themselves.
We are. A lot of that funding for individual students comes in the form of summer camp enrichments that for circumstances that they may not be able to afford a summer camp experience, there are monies provided so that they can have an enrichment opportunity in the summer, just like so many of our other kids in Chapel Hill and Carrboro are able to do. Mm. So we work closely with school social workers. They recommend families who would need extra support. We work with the local community parks and recreation and camp opportunities, and they also provide support so we can get as many kids in summer camp as possible.
Well, that's great. Now, Suki and Allison, you're both former presidents of this organization. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And how did you get involved initially? Let's start with Suki.
I got involved because a friend was on the board and asked me to joined the board, and I just kind of took it from there. And you get involved with what the board does, and it just makes you want to help even more and get involved more because it's so enriching to help the schools, help the teachers, and knowing you're making a difference.
And you've had several of your children go through this process.
All three of them.
And you were PTA and both the foundation and many committees, I assume.
Yeah, I have been, yes.
How about you, Allison? How'd that work?
I was recruited by a friend as well because I was president I was the founding president of the Mary Scroggs Elementary PTA.
When it first started.
When it first started. And then from there, I also served on school governance as well as leadership teams. So that's sort of how I got tagged. But it's been a wonderful experience. I'm actually entering my 14th year on the board, and I have never tired of being able to help support the schools and our children. And my last child just graduated from the district, so I'm very excited about that. But I'm also excited to continue supporting our schools.
And it's no surprise that this is not the only activity you engage in our community. You or Suki.
Well, I think all of us. I mean, our entire board is very active in the community, in the schools, and I think that we all work toward making our community a good place for everyone.
Well, let me ask Suki this. What have you seen as the most important benefit of having a foundation like this?
To me, I would say it is what we are able to help out with that as funding for the school system, and within the schools, the PTA funding has changed throughout the years. It allows us to offer more opportunities for teachers to go get more professional development and to offer some unique programs in their classrooms. It lets us help, as Lynn had mentioned, lets us help students who might not be able to go to camps or participate in things.
Enrichment activities. And things.
Exactly.
How about you, Allison? What is yours?
I think the foundation is really important in that we are able to provide additional funding to the schools and to needy children in our district, especially now that teachers are being asked to do more with fewer funds. Our district has experienced severe cuts in funding from the legislature, and I think that teachers are feeling it. And in the project that Suki and I both work on coming up in August, we provide school supplies to teachers in the district, and that's a very important project.
And when we come back from this quick break, Lynn, ladies, we're going to let you talk about what that's all about. So we're going to take a break, and this is Nonprofit Showcase with Fred Black. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and I have some folks from the Public School Foundation of the Chapel Hill-Carrboro Public Schools, and Executive Director Lynn Lehman and Suki Newton and Allison Worthy. They're the co-chairs of a program that I want to focus on right now, Lynn, and what's that all about?
Well, the upcoming Teacher Supply Store is a partnership that the Public School Foundation has with the East Chapel Hill Rotary and the community. It is a free store to our teachers that we have had annually. This is our 10th annual store.
Now, when you say store, you mean supply store.
Supply store. It means we create a store, and teachers are given a voucher for $75, and they can come and shop and spend out that $75 voucher and take home carts and baskets full of supplies for their schools. And
new students. Teachers get more of a voucher than continuing teachers, or is everybody the same?
Everybody is the same, and we rotate through groups of teachers each year. This year we'll be covering all new teachers, known as novice teachers, and all elementary schools in the district, all 11 elementary schools. And Suki and Allison can certainly tell you more about this project. They have worked on it tirelessly for 10 years.
Okay, ladies, so this was obviously driven by an identifiable need. Is that a fair statement?
That's correct.
And so you two are the co-chairs, and you've been doing this how many years now?
Since 2007, actually.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about what you see this doing.
Well, the amazing thing about this store is that the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club identified this as a need in 2007 because teachers spend on average about $500 of their own money on school supplies out of their pockets. Exactly. And the Rotary is very active overseas and was looking for a domestic project. And they felt that this was a wonderful community project, and they've been a wonderful partner of ours in it for the last 9 years. members.
And which Rotary are we talking about?
East Chapel Hill Rotary.
Chapel Hill. Okay.
And Staples is also a very important partner in this project. They not only have provided us with funding, but they provide us with discounts on supplies, and they also allow us to store our supplies that we purchase from them at their store in Chapel Hill. So we'd love to encourage everyone in our community to thank Staples, because they are a big supporter of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Public Schools.
And what is your takeaway from all of this that you have, Suki? You've been working on it for a long time, too.
Everything Allison said, I agree with. And it's, if you see the teachers' faces, it is such a wonderful way to start the school year for them. And the first couple of years we did it, teachers just were blown away by the fact that the community was doing this for them and supporting them, and they need it so badly, especially we add the novice teachers every single year, and those are teachers who are brand new to teaching, and so they don't have anything for their classroom that they have been accumulating over the years. And it just, every year, it's a new experience, and every year it's just heartwarming to see their faces, and they'll be in tears when they're leaving, thanking us for helping them out. And it's also not just helping the teachers, it's helping students, because a lot of them pick up extra supplies to have for their students who might not be able to have supplies of their own.
So when did the problem really grow to the point where somebody needed to step in and do something about it? I mean, obviously, when we went to school before, teachers had supplies. Did it come out of the school budgets? Funding by the district through the state revenue, county revenues that were given to schools. At some point, it must have become obvious to somebody that we had a need that we didn't have before.
It's hard to know exactly. I mean, I know that there is an exact year where funding declined, but from 2007 till now, we've seen that schools no longer have funds for supplies for teachers. And they are so grateful to come to this store and be able to get basic supplies for their classrooms and their students. I mean, we're talking about supplies like copy paper, which schools can no longer supply, or pencils, or even tissues and hand sanitizer and things like that.
I saw a report on TV, I think it was last year or the year before, where a school district was asking kids to have their parents send in cleaning supplies with the kids, to include toilet paper,
right?
Because they couldn't buy it out of the budget anymore.
There's been a big shift in teachers sending home wish lists with their students and hoping that parents who are able can fulfill some of these supplies. In our district, we do have parents who are able, but we also have many parents who are not able to fill a wish list that comes home in their child's backpack. So if a teacher can come to our supply store and pick up those wish list items, like the tissues, the basic things for inside a classroom, that's extremely helpful.
Yeah, and you also do something to support the teachers every year. I love hearing it when Ron covers it, and that's the breakfast.
Yes, the teacher's first breakfast and roses occurs during Teacher Appreciation Week. And we do that through a great partnership with the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
And so Ron, they come to Squids.
Ron and WCHL are there broadcasting in the morning. And that is a tremendous program that supports the Public School Foundation's Teacher's First Fund. This year, through the generosity of the parent community, we were able to raise $96,000. And the parents are doing that by purchasing a breakfast and or roses for their teachers. And through that money, we are able to use almost all of it, because the only thing we need to purchase are roses at a great discount. All of the food for the breakfast to feed 1,200 people is generously donated by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. So that money goes to support our Teachers First programs that include teacher recognition and awards, and our classroom and student enrichment grants, professional development.
Which is so important now, because teachers get an opportunity to go somewhere and experience that educational piece.
Absolutely, and we get quite a few requests for that. We also still provide grants for teachers who want to pursue their national board certification, and grants to first-year teachers, novice teachers. And every year we have about 50 brand-new teachers fresh out of college that come to the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School District.
Amazing. What about this October event? What is it, the 20th? annual Walk for Education in October?
Yes. None of us can believe this is year 20 for the Walk for Education.
Now, you've been walking a long time.
We've been walking for 20 years and raising a lot of money that goes back to the individual schools.
And the schools line up with the kids behind their banners and their parents.
Yes. So there's a big showing. If the weather is good, we could have 5,000 people walking down Franklin Street.
And you schedule it when there isn't a football game, of course.
We do. UNC and the town of Chapel Hill require that we are on an away game date. So this year's date is October 15th for the 20th annual walk.
Well, hold that thought a second, and we're going to come back and tell people just a little bit more about that and give them some other information that may help them understand exactly what you're doing. And this is Nonprofit Showcase with your host, Fred Black. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, and I have the Public School Foundation Executive Director, Lynn Lehman, and Suki Newton, Allison Worthy, who are the store co-chairs. So what about this Walk for Education that we need to know? Anything else, Lynn? What's important here?
Well, the Walk for Education supports the individual schools. It's a community effort. We are always looking for corporate sponsors to help us defray the costs of the walk. And we're also looking for people to donate raffle prizes. The raffle is a big part of the carnival at the end of the walk.
Mm-hmm. And so, I've seen some schools have T-shirts and
everybody,
big banners.
Everybody gets a T-shirt.
Colorful.
Yes.
All the schools have a mascot, right?
They do, and they bring out their mascots. If they have a band, they bring out their band. They do make banners. This year's theme is Walking the Walk for 20 years.
Okay. So. Well, Suki, you've done all 20 of these. What has been your takeaway?
The day of the walk is always wonderful to see all these families show up and walk down Franklin Street showing their support for public education. And they walk down to the Lincoln Center, which is where the school system's offices are. And we have a big carnival. And just watching the families have a wonderful time celebrating public education in our community is always heartwarming.
So it brings people together, right, Allison? I mean,
absolutely. It's a tremendous community-building event. And it shows our community support for public education. The most amazing part about this walk, Fred, is that we've raised $967,000 for the individual schools over the last 19 years.
Well, that's serious money. Well, Lynn, what would you like people to know about what they can do to help the foundation, those with kids in school and those who don't have kids in school?
Well, the best part of my job is mobilizing the community support for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. And to do that, we welcome people to come and volunteer at our events, to support us with monetary donations, and to come and just talk to us about various needs that they see and that we could possibly help to meet in the district. There are many forums that are happening throughout the year that the district puts on. We like to be part of that, and we really like to involve the community. So it's our goal that all the students in Chapel Hill Carrboro deserve the best public education and that our teachers are our most valuable resources. And if people want to help Public School Foundation support that, they can check out our website at www.publicschoolfoundation.org, where there are all kinds of options to donate, to
volunteer
and help.
And help in some way.
And learn about what we do. Mm-hmm.
Do you find that you have a growing core of volunteers these days?
We do have a lot of volunteers, and we have a large working board of 25. And we've been able to use lots of groups from the university. We're very fortunate to be in a university town, and we have their support in terms of getting groups of volunteers, student leaders, and high school leaders as well.
Mm-hmm. Suki, what one word would describe your dream for the future for this organization?
One word?
One word.
I don't think I could do it in
How about money?
Money, yes.
Okay, that was a hint. How about you, Allison?
My dream for the Public School Foundation would be for it to be self-sustaining.
Self-sustaining.
I would like us to have an endowment.
Well, would you believe that we're at the end of our hour? I want to thank you so much for coming and being with us. And this is Nonprofit Showcase with your host, Fred Black.